This is the Big Goat. This is the race of all races, the biggest drag race in the world. And we are thrilled to be here, and El Bandito is definitely here representing.
Hey, this is Flying Ryan, the official rider of the El Bandito Yankee Pro Stock Motorcycle, and we are on the road with Dane from WGN.
720 WGN here, live at the epicenter of drag racing, the Super Bowl of the sport, the Big Go U.S. Nationals. And you can tell we are in the middle of all the action. It is happening right here, and nobody better looking and faster than Flying Ryan. He is here with us, the El Bandito Yankee Pro Stock Motorcycle rider. Ryan, welcome to the Big Go.
Hey, we are happy to be here. As everyone locally here knows, I'm a Hoosier, born and raised in Indiana, moved to Illinois. So when we're here, we're with a lot of friends and family, and we got great fans here in Indianapolis. And this weekend has already started off pretty strong for our team. We laid down a good solid first pass yesterday, and we got beautiful weather here. And this is the Big Go. This is the race of all races, the biggest drag race in the world. And we are thrilled to be here, and El Bandito is definitely here representing.
Indiana roots, but of course we think of you as Illinois' very own sort of the home team driver, not only for the tequila, the home team tequila, El Bandito Yankee, but for the state as well. And as Indiana claims, this event is known as so many great and iconic racing celebrations happen right here in this state. This brings in people from all around the country. Ryan, talk a little bit about it. It is the biggest day in drag racing.
Yeah, there's 800 competitors here. I mean, this property is completely full with race cars, drag bikes, fans, tequila. So yeah, everybody, and it's not just the country, there's people from all around the world that come to this race. This is the biggest drag race in the world, and now we have a brand new tower, and we've had some really remarkable showings this weekend already, and you know, it's definitely one of those events that people look forward to all year long.
Fans, the best drivers in the world, the fastest racing that happens, and you mentioned it yourself, tequila, and you have been the driving force in bringing the official tequila of race day to racing events all around the country. Talk a little bit about it. You can't walk 10 feet in this expansive property without seeing El Bandito Yankee.
Yeah, I mean, I got here Thursday night. Scotty was here Wednesday. We have everything we got to do as the race team. But anything you look around, Scotty and I set up as well. We were out here with the tents, and we got our full midway display, and we've got people over there working it today. El Bandito looks phenomenal on the midway as well, and we are the official tequila of Indianapolis Raceway Park, Lucas Oil Raceway. So we are at all the concessions with our margaritas, and it is something that everyone can take a part of in and enjoy this awesome tequila that El Bandito has been behind.
Sponsors are such a big part of racing, the lifeblood of the sport. They keep it rolling. All sponsors are good. I always say that. Not all sponsors are created equal. Not all sponsors are as fun to celebrate with. Talk about, just as you talk to other drivers, because I know other people within the NHRA world, they're all on board with El Bandito Yankee. They are happy that you are here, that the spirit is here, and that it's taken NHRA by storm.
Yeah, we were just talking with NHRA a few minutes ago, and they're looking, you know, to keep this relationship going for the future. And you know, this track is undergoing a major makeover, and they're changing things up, and they really want El Bandito to continue to be a part of it. And the fans at our midway booth were sampling the margaritas and the tequila, and there is a line longer than any midway. I mean, you got, oh, we can get a bracelet for the kids over here, and then the wife sees the margarita sampling, and then her sister sees it, and then her friend sees it, and all of a sudden you got a line a quarter mile long. So it's definitely a great thing to be a part of. That it's fun. Everybody that's coming out here that's a fan is here to have a good time, and we just help make that happen.
It's a great family event. You mentioned the word the future. Now you, of course, paying it forward in a big way, and you have that great legacy and family history in racing with motorcycles and all that. Got to congratulate you as you are building the team. That team photo just grew a little bit as you added another member to the Flying Ryan race team.
Yep, just had a baby boy 2 weeks ago, and his name is Cameron Cruz. That's a built-in racer name, you know.
Was there thought, you're also a great marketer. Was there any thought process to that? And you were going to call him like fast or speedy or something.
When you're naming a child, everybody you know jumps in, especially the women, and they all got these ideas that are better than your idea.
Where did Jim Bob rate as far as like maybe the hyphenated middle name?
You know, we considered it. We're going to start him off with some El Bandito swag and some race team shirts here first. But, you know, my dad wanted to name me Cameron is what I was told because of the name Cam. That's the heart of the engine. So we can nickname him Cam. Well, and then... We decided to go Cameron Cruz because there can only be one Flying Ryan. So now we're looking to the future of another person to get involved in racing and be part of our team, and we'll see how that all goes. So far, daughter Kinsley, she got her first motorcycle ride just a few weeks ago, and she absolutely loved it. So I can't see him not wanting to be involved, but only time will tell.
People here at the U.S. Nationals are going to be enjoying the El Bandito Yankee. There's times out on the midway places for when they can get those samples. And Ryan, as we let you go, where can people, you know, talk a little bit about it. Like, where can people get more information about El Bandito? Where can they get El Bandito? Not only in this area, but, of course, all around. You guys are planting those seeds.
Well, our marketing team has an amazing website. Our ElBanditoYankee.com website has got lots of information about the brand itself and where it's available and the things that we're doing. And then our social media as well, El Bandito Yankee on Facebook and Instagram, and as well, El Bandito Yankee Racing. Same thing, Instagram, Facebook, that's where all of our racing details of all the things that we're involved in, whether it's ASA, it's NASCAR, it's NHRA, you can see us. We're getting taken over places like Sturgis and Bike Week, so you cannot miss us. And then even when you're out in the ocean, you might see an offshore boat pass you at 200 miles an hour, so we're everywhere.
In the air, land, and sea, you'll see El Bandito Yankee, and odds are someone's going to be enjoying, someone is going to be winning, they are going to be celebrating in the biggest and best way. Congratulations on the new edition. Good luck this weekend, and Ryan, as always, thanks for breaking out the Bandito.
Yep, it's the big go, and we hope to get to break out the Bandito in the winner's circle. We'll just see Monday. This is a big race, so anything can happen.